and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Millions of Americans face below zero temperatures as weekend storms bring more Arctic air and snow, including people dealing with high winds like these in Buffalo, New York. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Wind gusts were predicted to be 35 to 40 miles an hour. They are now gusting up to 50 miles an hour. What that means, whiteout conditions, limited or no visibility, and again, very, very dangerous on our roads.
The first in the nation presidential caucus has arrived after months and months of campaigning.
Republican presidential candidates spent their final weekend in Iowa urging supporters to brave brutally cold temperatures to vote in today's first nominating contest. The icy weather is raising questions about voter turnout, even in a Midwestern state accustomed to harsh winters. Donald Trump heads into the evening caucuses with a 28-point lead over Nikki Haley, according to the latest Des Moines Register NBC News Iowa poll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the sub-freezing temperatures are putting millions of Americans at risk in several different states. In South Portland, Maine, resident Ryan Hudmacher told WGME-TV it was emotional for some people who saw the historic fishing shacks built back in the 1800s swept away after a record high tide of nearly 15 feet.
As I was walking by, an older woman who was probably in her 70s, she was pretty broken up. She said this was her childhood had just been erased. So for the fact that I've only been tied to them for a couple months just moving to South Portland, I could imagine that they're pretty important to the rest of the community, too.
The National Weather Service said Sunday wind chills could plummet as low as minus 70 degrees in Montana and the Dakotas. European markets have opened lower, Asian markets mixed, U.S. markets closed for the Martin Luther King Day holiday. More from townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KHQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. While Las Vegas was enjoying some rather mild weather this weekend, much of the rest of the country, it was enduring fierce winter weather, which was impacting the travelers making their way through Harry Reid International Airport. In fact, nationwide, there were more than 20,000 flight delays, 2,100 cancellations just yesterday alone. Now, if you're headed to the airport, oh, it's a good idea. Check with your airlines for the latest flight information. Mother Nature wreaking havoc this three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend with ice storm warnings in Oregon, blizzard warnings across the northern plains, and flood warnings in the mid-Atlantic. Be careful. A tight housing market helped local home prices increase slightly last year, although 2023 was still the slowest year for sales in at least 10 years. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in December was $449,900, up nearly 6% from the same time in 2022, but well below the all-time record that was set back in May of 2022 at $482,000. More than 3,700 homes were on the market last month without any offer being made. That's down, though, 39% from December of 2022. More than 29,000 existing homes sold last year, down big time from 2022, and more than 35,000 homes were changing hands. Local real estate experts say tight housing supplies slowed sales during the year, but it also kept the home prices up. And Henderson City officials are asking for your help in redeveloping the site of the former Fiesta Henderson Hotel Casino. City officials asking developers to submit their vision for the site in hopes of working with them and on a project that would host community as well as sporting events. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Ever want to be that guy or gal in your group to introduce your friends to a new hotspot? Now you can. Bring them out to the Smoking Pig Barbecue for the best barbecue you can eat. They got a full bar, plenty of slow-smoked meats, including melt-in-your-mouth brisket, tender ribs, juicy pulled pork, chicken and house-made links and brats. And the size will surprise and delight you. Drive a little, eat a lot. Smoking Pig Barbecue on Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig. Stop in at 4379 Las Vegas Boulevard. We deliver and cater. Just call 727-777-3988.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
No major problems to report on our Valley Freeways. Got a minor one, though, in the downtown Las Vegas area. 95 southbound near Eastern. Watch for Nevada State Police. Have somebody off to the side there on southbound 95 again at Eastern. No accidents being reported on the freeways. Martin Luther King Jr. Day Parade is in downtown Las Vegas this morning, and that will be on 4th Street, which is closed right now from Gas Avenue to Ogden. That's expected to reopen by 1 o'clock. Mostly clear and cool today with temperatures rising to the upper 50s this afternoon. Still holding at 39 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Good to have you with us. And, of course, on a Monday, that means our good friend Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joins us. It's the MLK Day holiday, but he's working. Victor, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kevin. Great to be with you.
I got to ask you, we talk about Dr. King and the legacy that he left for all of us of all colors, all persuasions. Can you reflect back on how you have seen the dream, so to speak, over the years? Has it changed at all?
Well, I think it had kind of two changes, and the first was really positive. The first, you know, came in the decade following that speech, and the public's view of race, and was it something that really defined people, or do you really judge people based on, you know, their actions and their character, as he so eloquently put it? And, you know, if you look at statistics on public support for interracial marriage, it's just shown a dramatic increase, the support for interracial marriage, which is just a wonderful thing. And the idea that the public, you know, that's not, obviously it's something everyone sees, but it's not something where most people, it defines a person on a personal level. And that's been a wonderful thing. Certainly a reflection of how God created people as people in his image, not defined by, you know, what they look like, but defined by the choices they make and their character. But we've certainly seen in the last, 5 years, you know, this change, and maybe longer, maybe 10 years, where there has been more division, and it's been more, well, what team are you on? You know, are you in the white oppressor camp, or are you in the black oppressed camp? Do you have white privilege, or, you know, is society systemically racist against you? And that's a direct attack on Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream, his idea that people should be judged by their character. And unfortunately, that idea and everything that goes along with it, including the idea that society should proactively discriminate to make sure there is racial parity in all sorts of areas has gained a lot of ground, and it's very destructive.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us. Today is, aside from being MLK holiday, it is also, believe it or not, it is primary caucus day in Iowa. The Iowa caucuses are being held. Is this race going to be over on the Republican side before it ever gets to Nevada?
That is a possibility. I don't think that's going to happen. In I think it was December, I made this prediction that Ron DeSantis would win Iowa. I, feel less confident about that prediction today than I did when I made it. I don't really trust the polling out of Iowa, but to miss by 30 points, even for polling would be quite a feat. So, I think you have to think that Trump ends up winning in Iowa, but the margin, I think, is going to matter quite a bit. If it's a 5-point margin, that that's not a defeat, but narrative-wise, that's a stunning reversal of Trump running away, and I don't think Nikki Haley is going to finish in second. That I feel confident about. I think DeSantis, just you look at the ground game he has, you look at the support he's gotten from some very prominent people in Iowa, including Governor Kim Reynolds and Bob Vanderplas, who heads a very influential evangelical organization. And you look at how cold it is, obviously that's going to just put a huge variable in it. But I think the turnout's going to matter. The turnout machine's going to matter. And so I think DeSantis is going to finish in a strong second. And, I think that will give him some momentum to at least get to South Carolina. But, Haley, she's obviously going to go through North or New Hampshire. And, it's a good state for her. It's interesting to watch Haley, and she's obviously kind of consolidated a pretty solid base of support. But you look into the polling and you see, in Iowa, the polling that came out over the weekend, half of her support came from Democrats and independents. And, the same thing is true in New Hampshire, where people can cross over and say, well, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to vote in the Republican primary. And, you just are not going to win the Republican primary by consolidating Democrats and independents. And so I continue to think that Haley is a non-viable candidate, that, she's consolidated the 25% of the Republican base that despises Trump, and there's not a path forward for her after that. And so maybe she can win a random state in the Northeast, but, I don't see the path for Haley, and I continue to think that DeSantis is the only one with an outside chance of beating Trump.
Okay, maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but I would think... That would be a plus for her in the general election if she could attract independents and Democrats. Wouldn't that be a plus for her, not a minus?
Well, if that happened, but remember the reason that they're voting for her now is because they're voting against Trump, right? They're not picking her over Biden. They're picking her over Trump, and then they see her as the moderate Republican that they can use to slap down Trump. And you've got a couple of states where that can have a lot of influence, but that's not the case in the rest of the country. She's just, you go to the South, you go, really, aside from the Northeast, you go almost anywhere and you run as the liberal Republican. And it's just not going to play very well. And, this idea that, Haley is going to run so much better in the general, I really don't buy it. She kind of had her moment in the sun and just crumpled in a couple of pretty incredible ways. Her slavery gaffe in the Civil War, her debate performance, has she looks rattled. She's really stopped talking to the press as much at her events. Basically, she kind of was under the radar, and then she got, her 5 minutes in the sun and she started wilting. And so I think what happens a lot of times with these polls way out is people see that, someone like Haley is generic Republican, and generic Republican always runs better than an actual Republican. And then people learn a little more about her. She gets a little more exposure and it's like, oh, she's not quite as ready for prime time as we thought, and her numbers start going down. So, those general election numbers, I'm really, really skeptical of them. I'm really skeptical of this idea that Trump is running way ahead of Biden, not because Biden's doing great by any means, but because Trump is so defined. And I think there's some belief among anyway, I just think Biden's losing support from the left, and when once Trump's the nominee, you know, those people are coming back to Biden. And so I continue to think Biden is a favorite over Trump, even given how much of a disaster he's been policy-wise.
Joe Manchin was on Fox News Sunday yesterday, sounding an awful lot like a candidate. Is he running? And if so, is it no labels? Is there some other third party that is being developed? Where does he stand on that?
You know, Joe Manchin, I think the one consistent is he loves to be at the center of the national conversation. And, you know, if he decides to run, if, you know, Robert Kennedy decides to run, I mean, obviously is already running. You know, I think there'll be a more high-profile third-party option. I mean, obviously there is with Kennedy. But, you know, to think that he has a serious chance of winning, I think it's just folly. So, you know, he'll kind of milk the media attention, and we'll see what he does. But I don't think he's going to have a big impact on the election one way or the other.
What are we seeing from late polling, New Hampshire, Iowa? What are we seeing relative to Donald J. Trump? And is there anything to this notion that seems to be floated every hour on the hour on CNN that, you know, Donald Trump's got to have 50%+? Anything under 50% will mean that the dream is over for him. Do you buy that?
No, I don't buy that. I think the margin is more important. I mean, I guess I will say if Trump wins Iowa, you know, I think the race is effectively over. DeSantis has spent a lot of time there, a lot of money. It's a state that really rewards organization because the turnout is like 20% of the Republican Party. And so, you know, you could have an outsized impact with a smaller amount of folks, you know. And, you know, I think if DeSantis gets close to Trump, that he's going to stick it out through South Carolina and see what happens. But South Carolina is a much better state for Trump than Iowa and New Hampshire. So, but I think, you know, if it's something where it's like Trump 38, DeSantis 35, maybe the spell breaks over Republican voters and it's like, oh, wow, someone can beat Trump. You know, he's not just the de facto incumbent, and of course he's going to be the nominee. Like, wow, maybe we've got a real primary here. You know, I think something similar happens if Haley pulls off the upset in New Hampshire, where, you know, I think part of the challenge that DeSantis and Haley have run into is many Republicans just assume Trump's going to win, therefore I'm checked out. And I think, or why vote for a challenger when Trump's going to win? I like Trump enough. You know, I've got loyalty to Trump. And I think if someone either defeats Trump and kind of pierces that aura of invincibility, that's going to change things. That's really going to kind of be something that shakes the race up. And so if DeSantis gets within like 5 points after being down 35 points, you know, maybe that has a similar effect. But that's what I think needs to happen in one of these first two states is, you know, a signal to the rest of the Republicans in the country that, oh, there's actually going to be a real primary. Otherwise, I think Trump just walks away with it. And, you know, the race, you know, may not get to Nevada. I do think DeSantis is going to stick it out to South Carolina, but, you know, maybe effectively over.
Everywhere you go, you see these images of snow and windy conditions. You wrote about the polar vortex throws the need for fossil fuels. How did you come to that? And because the global warming people say, no, it's just an aberration,
Yeah, well, it's so funny because the global warming people had to rebrand their movement climate change because, you know, kept snowing on their global warming conferences. So now they just say, well, anytime the weather's out, you know, that's the result of climate change, which is just, you know, it's such an amazing idea that everything that happens is the result of man controlling the weather. I'll never get over that. But, you know, the thing is look, the weather can kill you. I don't know why this comes as a surprise. We've gotten it so good. We've had it so good because of fossil fuels, because of fossil fuel heat and air conditioning that sometimes us Americans forget. The weather can kill you, and it does kill you. And if you don't have reliable power, it is going to kill people. And I'm so grateful that across the country, we had generally reliable power. And you have to understand that fossil fuels or nuclear is the most reliable power. And so when you have a cold snap like this, it's a reminder that, hey, yeah, what it matters is that I can turn the heater off. What matters is I can boil the water, right? Like, those are the things that matter, and fossil fuels do the best job of providing that.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to tackle a story that was in the RJ. You may have seen it, you may not. I don't mean to ambush you on this, but the fact that there are businesses who are crying foul relative to Formula One, that not everybody benefited from Formula One. There are some businesses, a handful of businesses that are claiming they lost big time over the course of Formula One. Did you see that article at all, or have you followed that story at all?
I did. I saw the headline. But I think it's a reminder that, you know, when the government does something like this, when they you know, invite the high-profile event that dominates, you know, global media coverage for a few days, you know, really helps the big hotels, which obviously is what this was about. Oftentimes there are downstream effects that don't get seen as much. And we're seeing them, right? That some businesses say, hey, this has been really tough for us, kind of through no fault of our own, but because the government prioritized Formula One, like, we're really struggling. And it's a reminder that the government shouldn't be picking winners and losers in the economy. What the government should be doing is providing a level playing field and letting consumers compete. Because once the government starts putting its thumb on the scales, this is what happens, right? Is that some businesses are hurt, and, you know, there's no reason that they should have to compete against the government and their competitors in order to stay in business.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Again, this is, I think all of us would admit that Formula One was a big success for our community. The big question is, did everybody benefit equally? And the answer is no. But we will tackle this, and I think it's going to be up for discussion for quite a while. The dumb thing is, we got another race coming in November.
That's going to be a big one. That's going to be an absolutely big one, and see how, you know, and that kind of establishes it as, you know, is it here for the decade? And, you know, do businesses just have to move or adjust? And what happens with that going forward?
Indeed. Victor, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a great week out there, and we will talk again soon. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. I love reading his stuff. I always, always learn something. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Kevin Wall.
Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the RJ, previews the Iowa caucuses. What will we learn about the GOP presidential field? Is the race over? We'll talk about it on Monday.
Morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800.
402-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Trey Abney will join us. He is the Nevada State Director for National Federation of Independent Business. They had a monthly report that comes out on the economy for small businesses. We'll talk with Trey Abney about that. I promised I'd let you hear more from Donald J. Trump. He was in Indianola, Iowa over the weekend. And he, in closing his speech, said, "We are a nation in decline." Here it is.
We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has lost its confidence, its willpower, and its strength. We are a nation that has lost its way. But we are not going to allow this horror to continue. 3 years ago, we were a great nation, and we will soon be a great nation again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. We will fight for America like no one has ever fought before. 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers, get them out of our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that truly hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will evict crooked Joe Biden from the White House on November 5th, 2024. The great silent majority is rising like never before, and under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. You will be forgotten no longer. You weren't forgotten during 4 years of President Trump. We will love our country. We will take care of our country. We will pray to God for our strength and for our liberty. We will pray for God and we will be with God, because we are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again.